Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is about Meta's AI progress. Business Insider reports that Meta's superintelligence chief, Alexander Wang, told employees in an internal town hall that the company's next AI model, codenamed Watermelon, has caught up with OpenAI's flagship GPT 5.5 model.
Wang said Watermelon is currently in training and uses an order of magnitude more compute than Avocado, Meta's internal codename for MuseSpark, the model they released in April. He cited closely followed AI model benchmarks, though it's not clear which ones. The claim is based on internal testing, and Meta hasn't released public benchmark results for Watermelon yet. One number to know today, 5,000. That's the new default limit for active concurrent AI agent sessions in AWS's US East and West regions, up from 1,000. It's a five-fold increase that reflects how enterprises are moving from pilot projects to production deployments.
On the infrastructure side, AWS has increased key Amazon Bedrock Agent Core runtime quotas by up to five-fold. The new limits support up to 5,000 active concurrent sessions in US East and West regions, and 2,500 in all other supported regions. Analysts say this is AWS's response to enterprises rapidly shifting AI agent experiments to production deployments. The higher defaults help reduce operational friction when scaling AI agents from pilot projects to production. Forrester's Charlie Dye notes the bigger change is the move from single-task copilots to multiple production-grade agents serving larger user populations.
Microsoft is taking a different approach. The company is investing $2.5 billion in a new unit called Frontier Company that puts 6,000 engineers directly at enterprise customers. The goal is to integrate AI into core processes with measurable ROI, not more experimentation. The Decoder reports Microsoft is positioning this as a platform-neutral alternative to OpenAI and Anthropic, which push their own models through their own deployment companies.
In cost control news, 404 Media reports that companies across tech, entertainment, banking, and other industries are throttling employees' AI use because it's too expensive. Leaked Slack chats, emails, and internal dashboards show companies pleading with workers to use less powerful models to stop costs from spiraling out of control. Some companies are even cutting off access to certain models altogether. The report cites material from half a dozen companies, including Atlassian, Adobe, and Amazon, and notes that in at least one case, AI spending has tripled to more than $15 million a month.
On the funding front, Bloomberg reports that Crusoe, the data center upstart with contracts to supply AI computing power for Meta and Oracle, is in active talks to raise about $3 billion. The funding round is expected to value the company in the $30 billion range, up from a $10 billion valuation in October. Crusoe specializes in using stranded energy, like excess natural gas, to power its data centers, which is seen as a cost-effective approach for AI compute.
In developer tools, Visual Studio Code 1.127 brings improvements to the agents window for managing agent sessions and makes browser tools for agents generally available. The update features agents that can build and test web apps in the integrated browser with safer per-site browsing permissions. Microsoft says the browser tools let agents open pages, read content and console errors, take screenshots, and select, type, and navigate to verify their own work.
One thing to try is Kimi K2.7 Code, which is now generally available in GitHub Copilot as a selectable option in the model picker. This is the first open-weight model offered in Copilot, giving you more choice and a lower cost option for coding workflows.
If you're on Copilot Pro, Pro Plus, or Max plans, you can select it in Visual Studio Code version 1.127 or later. The vendor says this model is particularly efficient for code generation and refactoring tasks, so switching to it could be a simple way to test cost control for your team's AI-assisted development.
That's Compact Conversations for Friday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.